Here is Shelley Fraser Mickle with a remembering from her childhood.
Today is Jonas Salk's birthday. He would be 85 if he were still with us. His life and mine were interwoven, though we never met. On the day I was born in 1944, he was doing research on developing a flu vaccine. After all, the influenza epidemic that broke out at the end of World War I had killed 6 million people. In fact, one of them was my grandfather, who was only 27, and whom I never got to meet. Jonas Salk's research on the flu virus naturally led him into researching the polio virus. All through the early 50s, every August, an average of 50,000 children were diagnosed with polio. Why more contracted it in August, no one knows. Why pregnant women and children who had had tonsillectomies were more predisposed to it, no one knows either. By 1950, Dr. Salk had developed a killed virus vaccine which he was eager to test, but could find no population on which to do so. Instead, he tried it on himself, on members of his lab, and on his own children, which eventually led to the vaccine being available to our whole nation by 1954. Sometimes I wish my last name had been Salk, or that in 1950 I had been part of his test. For only a few weeks after I had started the first grade in a tiny cotton town in Arkansas, I came down with a mystery virus that was named polio. I was whisked to Memphis to spend the next 3 months in an isolation hospital. I also ended up missing the rest of the first grade, which has become a handy excuse for why I can't spell. It never entered my mind that there was any physical difference to me at all until one day, after admiring an organ grinder I'd seen in Memphis, I stood out on my little Cottontown Main Street with a toy music box and a stuffed monkey on my shoulder. So many people put money in my cup that I could have paid my family's light bill for years. My mother pointed out to me that I was getting rich, not for my music grinding ability, but because of my steel braces that looked just like the ones on all those poster children who raise money too. The one thing I resented most was that I had to give up the best way I'd ever found to get rich quick. 30 years later, I began weaving the psychic spin-off of my childhood into my first novel, The Queen of October, where a young character also finds she is in a world that takes an unexpected turn. Part of the strength of who I am today is rooted in my childhood, just as Dr. Jonas Salk's life will always be defined by the millions of childhoods he helped save. In fact, all children today will never need to wish, as I do, that they'd known him sooner.